Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Dekar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined as always by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
You know, today I'm feeling grateful.
Yeah.
Because today is Shane's Giving.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes.
Shane's Are you going to eat me?
Yeah, that's right. That's why we had you walk through that butter bath.
I'd do that anyway.
We told you that
Put
was.
Put the Crisco on my feet.
We told you that was normal grease we were spraying you with. Like, okay.
Turned out it's just weird sex grease.
Yep. That's what Shane's Giving is.
Yeah. It's three men laying into each other while their girlfriends are away.
Yep. You know, I had to clean
Turkey
up a little bit.
Turkey ain't the only thing getting stuffed around.
Amen, brother.
Ooh, baby. I cleaned up a little bit before you guys came here, but I've been living like a dog in this house. Antonio gone. It's nice, though. I haven't done the dishes once because I have not used one. I've been eating leftover wings from the cellar all week. I'm going to get gout for sure.
I'm so afraid of getting gout. I have a friend who got gout, and I know I've heard comedians talking about getting gout.
Yep.
Every once in a while, I'll feel something in my toe and be like, it's finally time.
Yep. Well,
Canaan has the best bit about that. That was like, what does he say? You just ate too many foods that had the word rodeo.
Yep.
So funny. That is a great bit. Yeah. And he's a funny guy. We got to get him back on here.
But
we had a fun little night last night.
It was my birthday
little,
boy.
My little B-day party. And, you know, it was a great day. I didn't even have to use my AK, which was nice. Almost did.
I know, yeah. Well, there was a malice at the palace.
Yep. There was a bit of an altercation. I don't think you were there yet.
I wasn't there. It wouldn't have
suspiciously.
Happened if I was there. Wahlberg.
Yeah, it was our friend of the show, who was just a recent guest, Lindsay, was getting... I walked away from the shuffleboard table for fucking 2 minutes. Because me and Bobby were running the table for a while. We really had a good little run in us. And I go to the bathroom. I come back from the shuffleboard table. This man is screaming in Lindsay and another friend's face. Calling
I think about
them,
Lil Bow Wow.
That's right.
He said, you don't really like Lil Bow Wow.
You don't have the respect for him that he deserves. She defended Lil Bow Wow on the show. That's the reference.
I think she should be yelled at more often.
But he was screaming. He was calling. He kept going, bye, bitch. And he was like clapping in her face. And so I got between them. And
was he just
like,
some fucking drunk?
I don't know what. So he apparently grabbed our friend like really aggressively. And Lindsay was yelling like, hey, you shouldn't be grabbing like random women at bars. Like, that's really fucked up. And I think he was trying to say that he was like not trying to do anything. He was just like being at a bar or whatever. Cause Lindsay was like, hey, Melody, like come over here. And then this guy like grabbed the girl to like push her over to where Lindsay was. It was really bizarre.
He was in the wrong. Fucking idiot who doesn't understand social cues and what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, he was being an asshole. So,
he was saying he did do that, but he wasn't being aggressive.
He
was just, I'm playing.
And it's also like, you know, he's screaming at two women that they're bitches. No matter what they did, it's like, you can't really do that.
Well, unless they're being bitches.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's the exception that proves the rule. a thing I've never understood what it means, but I say it.
If it's the only one you can point to, I think, is what it means. Like, it's like, it's is literally what it means. Like,
yeah. I still don't get it, but we got to move on. But no, I got in the way, and then he started yelling at me not to be a part of it or whatever. And then Tommy stepped in.
Well, I saw the birthday boy getting yelled.
Oh
at.
Yeah,
and you know I'm Mr. Birthday. Yeah,
yeah. At first, he was like, "This guy's really singing happy birthday to Tom."
Well, also so funny because right when I walked over, Graham walked over probably because he's like, "Well, Tommy's not gonna help."
I did notice the tone changed when Graham walked over because Graham is much bigger than both of us. Yeah. And in all reality, I probably should have just let it all happen. No, I was like watching. I was like, I can't believe this is just happening. This is so weird. And then, yeah, Graham walked over and the guy got aggressive with me and Graham and Tommy. And he was just like yelling. Finally, the bouncer came over and like.
Yeah, that's where like the shuffleboard is right by the front door where the bouncer is. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And
we were at Studio 54, by the way.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yep.
It was me, young Burt Reynolds.
He was young. He was young. yeah, it was a good little. It was a good little time, but luckily it all de-escalated. Nobody had to get fucked up. Nobody had to catch these
was
hands.
Was he a big dude?
No, he was like my size. I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
he wasn't that big.
He wasn't that big. I mean, not that I'm not fucking bad as fuck, but I was drunk and I was like, I was looking for it. I was just like, hey, you want to pop
chili?
Me? Yeah, drunk. Yeah, we also had just eaten a bunch of chili that Lindsay provided. I got to tell you, I love Lindsay. I'm not a big chili man. And I also knew that I was like about to go drink for 8 hours. Yes. So I was like, I'm not going to be filling up on a lot of chili. You know,
I'll be honest. I was like, I've never had chili with spaghetti.
Oh, really? Oh, really? See, I like it a lot.
I just had it for the first time in Cincinnati.
We had it in Cincinnati, we went to...
Oh, yeah, that's like a thing, right?
Yeah,
like, yeah. They put like cinnamon in it too, right? Some of them?
I think so, yeah. We went to Blue Edge.
That's right, Skyline.
So
that's the place. The I have had it.
Yeah.
But when I see noodles, the last thing I think is like the
chili. I
actually
don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I was did into it last it. Night, but I prefer chili without it, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess like I'm... I guess chili's kind of a thing in Texas too, so it's like,
yeah,
it's like you don't put beans in it, you don't do this, you don't. There's like a whole.
I like it with beans in it. There's, you know, this is we are this is chili time, by the way. Yeah. Your
well,
favorite chili.
Has no
we're doing
rules.
A song. About, we're doing a song about birthdays and chili. There's probably one out there.
Yeah, I do like I like it, you know, I can like it anyway. This was maybe only the second time I had it was in when we were in Cincy and with those jalapeno caps, my man.
That was very
that was good as hell. But no, it was and I had already yesterday I went to Peter Luger's steakhouse and dude, it was worth
you had
the hype.
A crazy New York day.
I did.
You got in a fight at a bar. You went to the famous steakhouse.
Got a haircut.
Looked up the Statue of Liberty skirt.
The Statue of Liberty was
sexually harassed Chris Cuomo when I saw it.
Why is she always posting all those thirst traps, the Statue of Liberty?
Well, that factors into the song we will be talking about later in this episode. Yes. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Should we start talking about it?
Whenever you guys are ready. I found out about it this morning. I did another podcast, so I'm all warmed up for you.
Oh, shit. You did a warm-up pod? You did a pregame?
Yeah,
that's
pre-pod.
Nice. We should start like how Howard Stern has like a post show and stuff. We need a post and pre-Stand By Your Band show. Sure. We have different people host it.
It's all about putting out content. Content.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys are fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll host the post and pre-show.
There you go. There you go. Hey, mate, Shania, keep that mic a little, just because you're bouncing it around a little bit. So
I'll bounce around you.
Are you trying to tell him how to live?
I'm telling him.
Look, I'm all warmed up from the first pod. I don't need you.
Still haven't learned how to
I'm in the zone.
Microphone.
Just give me the mic pod.
Oh, shit. Hold up. All right, we're back. Yeah, let's talk about this song. It's insane. I saved it for today because you told me about it yesterday, I think. And it's truly just quite a piece of work here from our guy Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He did it to him again. He's back.
Has he ever been defended on this pod?
Yes.
Yes. Micah Brucey and Will Winner.
Great app.
In a very controversial If You're Jared episode.
Yes. I'm sure Jared was not happy with that episode. And I'm sure, I think we've talked about it at some point that he was not pleased with the way that they spoke to him. I'm pretty sure that's the one that Will Winner at the end of Jared's voicemail. I'm pretty sure you can listen to it back and see if I'm right about this, but I believe I remember him just going, "Fuck you, man." And I was like, oh, this is not going to play well for my man. Fuck you, dude. It was very funny. It really, really cracked me up. But
that's so funny.
Oh, before we play this, I'm sure a lot of people are listening to this around the table with their families while they're eating.
Yeah,
and there are, I think, some offensive words.
You've seen the Bears just lose.
Hey, what the? Bears have never lost.
Cowboys. The Bears have never lost. I think they're about to lose their coach on Friday morning, aren't they?
I would be happy about that.
What a Thanksgiving dinner that's going to be in the Nagy house.
Dude, I blocked out how bad the end of that last game was. Oh, I felt for you, boys.
It was brutal.
That was rough. Meanwhile, the Colts are about to win the Super Bowl.
How's that going to happen if the Cowboys win it?
I don't see that happening. Hey, both the Hard Knocks teams this year.
Yeah, baby. Your season's definitely better in that regard, but that's about it.
I'm excited. But we got to get into the if you're listening around the table, which you are, that's the only way to do it.
First of all, pass the stuffing.
Thank you. Hey, feed us a little bit. Smash some potatoes into your speaker.
Yeah. How does your grandmother make the secret recipe of sweet potatoes?
Oh, now I'm full. No. Please stop.
Yeah. Give me just a little more green bean casserole.
I love green bean casserole.
That's my favorite white trash side dish.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't think I would. It's oniony, right?
Well, the crispy onions are the highlight.
Right. Which, this is the problem. Yeah.
That's not the highlight. What are you talking about?
It's
that, like, no matter how hot or cold it gets, it stays the same shape for a year.
There's a lot of highlights.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Underappreciated aspect of green bean casserole's game.
All right. I think we should. I'm going to play the video version because I think it's slightly different than the Spotify one. I could be wrong on that, but I'd also just want to watch the video as I play this.
And the Spotify one has a cover, which is the Statue of Liberty with the mask on.
Yes.
Very important to note.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
that
is
true. Oh,
what?
That, Shane?
I only watched the YouTube.
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty is made to put on a damn mask.
Is that a dog?
That was a light cough. I just did
Hey.
I thought I heard a damn dog.
Light cough.
It is. I forgot about that. It is the Statue of Liberty wearing a mask, and you know, that's one of her many thirst traps, but
always got them boobies pressing out. Big green boobies like She-Hulk or something.
Well, look, fellas,
I like sexualizing statues from the French.
How often you jacking it to that, that Statue of Liberty?
You know the French are erotic. That's what they're known for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She half undressed. It's like a French woman.
All right. Let's hear this.
Yeah, this is getting
song.
Weird.
Yeah. Let's hear some of this song. It's called Don't Tell Me How to Live, featuring Monster Truck.
So this was like people have been waiting for these two to collab.
Yeah, I've been looking
ages.
For this.
Is this like an actual thing? Who do we know before? Let's talk about it after. I have a question.
Yeah. Let's hear some of it. We're teasing it too.
But I'm
going to
ask the question now so they can think about it when the song is playing.
Okay.
How big is it, Tom?
How big is the monster truck?
Your
My penis?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your green bean casserole, if you know what I mean.
Your old Thanksgiving dick.
I have an innie.
Very clever.
I have an innie penis.
Give me some of that turkey dick.
All right, here's the song.
Monster truck.
All right.
It's just a cafeteria.
It opens with him watching like a bunch of news or something. Yeah.
Fake news.
Yep. Oh, that's coming.
Fuck all you hoes. Detroit till I die, motherfucker. Talking all that bullshit. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
That's Monster Truck.
I will be honest, I do like that riff.
Oh my God, Shane.
It sounds like less good Red Fang to me.
You talking about the guy saying
No, just the opening.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it just sounds like not like Red Fang to me, but like a lesser version of
sure.
Red Fang. Yeah.
So this song is like
Red Pill Fang.
4.5 minutes. I think we're going to slowly play all of it.
I think that's a good plan.
We play a little.
I think it deserves that close up.
Yes.
I'll have dessert before my Thanksgiving.
So
Christ.
That was Monster Truck. Let's hear a little more. This is, I mean, I replayed it. Yep.
Smartest, make no mistake.
Jesus. This reminds me of that video Trump played of all the when he had all the like all his jets taking off. It was like at a rally or something. Oh, yeah, it was very like a
what's the word, dystopian. Is that,
yeah.
Did you watch the video yourself before? Because the video is insane. It looks
Fuck, it looks like
you have to watch the video.
It looks like propaganda.
It's like, crazy.
He must have put his own money feeling as this. Opposed.
Oh yeah, definitely. Or it's like, I mean, there's people wearing MAGA hats in it and shit. Like it's very much, yeah, you know, supposed to be
weird that he's like so affected by this, and then he's like, I'm gonna go channel this into my art, and this is what he made.
As a 50-year-old man, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the saddest part of all of it is that he's so old now, and he's talking about an album from over 20 years ago, and
that's
still
fine.
The same way, and it's like, well, you shouldn't be. Yeah. You should have grown during this time.
What was the name of that album again? Something Devil?
Yeah, it's, what is it? I had it pulled up here. It's Devil Without a Cause.
Yeah. Oh, like Rebel Without.
Exactly.
Whoa.
You're right. Even his first big hit is derivative. What a wet turd.
You're supposed to be defending this, Shane. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Well, if the fake news.
All right, let's see here a little more here. So it does fully feel like a parody, and that's like a lot of people are making fun of that because the flames in it. Every time that dude goes, "Ain't nobody
gonna tear me out of here,"
covered in flame, like it's all CGI flames around him. It feels like a joke. It feels like a bit.
Well, you know, like some people were like saying like this was the thought Weird Al had something to do with it.
Yes, a lot of people kept being like, "Oh, the new Weird Al," or it was like a burn on Kid Rock too.
Yeah.
I think, but
I think. Some people were like, "Oh, it's a new Weird Al song," but most people were like, "They're making fun."
Weird Al commented on it. He like tweeted about it and just got Kid Rock's broke ass. He got his ass good.
Weird Al is actually crazy talented.
Oh yeah,
he's an incredibly talented musician.
Yeah,
I also think it's so funny that he's like being Kid Rock is so tough in this song, and then he sets up by saying "newsflash," which is like "newsflash."
Yeah.
Like,
for your information,
the least
I'm a
50-year-old
sassy pants.
He's too old to be sassy.
Newsflash, motherfucker! Nobody gonna tell me how to live or read a book.
Earth to libtards. What?
The 90s called.
Yeah, I want to see what the actual tweet is, because there were a lot of articles about this when I searched about the song, which, you know, I don't know if it's... he says, to everybody congratulating me on my new Kid Rock parody video, let me clarify, that's not me, that's actually Kid Rock. And, you know, a lot of people are saying he won the internet that day, and so I don't know. I know if Chris Hardwick were around, he would say points. he got his ass good. It feels like a parody for real. So this is where it starts to get really good, because we had to wait for the news flash, and this is the first time he's said like anything.
Snowflake.
He says snowflake here. Before that, it's just kind of a generic Kid Rock song. It could kind of be about anything.
It could
anything.
Just be about him being a drunk in a...
Exactly.
Nobody gonna tell me how to jizz.
I knew we'd get there eventually.
Yeah.
All right. Here's...
Points.
All right. Here's some more of the song. Yeah. But yo, homie, here's a situation. A nation of pussies is our next generation. incredible.
It is the best.
Yo, homie, here's the situation. A nation of pussies is our next generation.
That's kind of like a nation.
imagine you have a kid and you're like, great, you're a fucking pussy.
And just to say, homie.
You are 50. Yo, homie, here's the situation.
That's crazy that that's like the default they go to. It's like you don't like war, you're a pussy. Or you don't want. It's just very bizarre to me that they can call everyone that, and then they're so sensitive about it.
Oh, yeah. The trophy thing, like, he's making a hacky joke, but he's also referring to the hacky joke. He's like, we all thought it was a joke. We laughed, remember?
But then he's not, like, contradicting it in any way. He's like, no, we thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And it's true.
And here's the thing. It is what we were right. yeah, it's really bad. I mean, the trophy thing is such a hacky fucking thing to say. And it's also like...
Well, just the cadence of this, because he's not rap or whatever he's doing here. It's just very like... It's the simplest, like... I guess you just went in and wanted to make sure you could sell out another state fair this year.
Oh, and he will. He will. I did a show once. I feel like this probably didn't come up. It might have been between when we recorded that last episode, because that was like 4 years ago. I did a show at Mohegan Sun where Kid Rock was supposed to be in the big room, and then he had to cancel. So the weekend was flooded with Kid Rock fans, and it was fucking bizarre.
Oh, that's crazy. Really? Why did he cancel?
I don't remember. It might have been... I think he was just like sick or something. I don't remember.
Like, he's a damn pussy.
Snowflake. Hey, Snowflake. Here's a fucking newsflash. If you don't do your show.
Well, you know, it's not because he didn't think people needed to wear a mask. Or
right. This was pre-COVID, and he was still like, no vaccines. No flu vaccine. No. I'm boycotting until you prove that you haven't been vaccinated ever. All right, let's hear. Let's hear some more of this song.
So this is I really like the part where he's like, I'm the last. What are you saying?
He said, I'm the last of a few still screaming fuck you. Yeah. I'm the last of a few. How about just say I'm the last one?
Like, or, like, well, he's got a rhyme.
Yeah. Well, also it's like he's like, well, there's
I'm
that
the last
one guy.
Of that's a direct contradiction of his like the last. Of a few, yeah.
I'm definitely top seven of people still saying,
there's three
fuck
of
you.
Us left. Gotta get this off my chest.
Oh, give
that's
us some bars.
The classic thing of like, he's mad at Gen Z and he's like, millennials are like 35.
Yeah.
And he is like, like, it's just like a total misunderstanding of that term.
Yeah. I mean, it also goes back to the somebody
like half of his fans are millennials.
Oh, right.
The other
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's just like, I like that. That's also a thing. You just think he's just like, well, that's just people, like, not my fans.
Yeah. Right. They weren't born in those years.
That's a classification for everybody born in that era, whether they like you or not, or you agree with them or not.
Yeah.
Shit, Rock.
Get him. Get him, Shane.
I got his ass.
The trophy thing is so stupid because it's like, somebody pointed this out in the YouTube comments. It's like, the kids didn't start the trophy thing. It was the parents who were like, we should give the kids trophies.
It was like people your age.
Yeah, it was his generation, or like maybe a little older even. Yeah.
I'm sure you never bought your kids anything they didn't really deserve.
Does he have kids?
I bet.
That's a good question.
I'm going to look it up.
While you look that up, I'm going to do my new Succession parody of this song.
Yes.
Ain't nobody gonna candle Roman shit.
You're going to leave Cam out of that? Come on.
There's no way to
Cameron gonna candle. It doesn't work. Damn, Cameron never gets you.
That's Connor.
Wamsgam.
Oh, I said Cameron. I meant Connor.
That's what he played
you're right. Yep. I'm disrespecting myself.
Can you get the Connor?
Yeah.
Logan, Connor, Kendall, Roman, and she.
There we go. There we go.
See, that's the kind of rewriting he could have used.
That's an absolute banger, brother. That is going to be. We're finally going to get some heat on this fucking show. We're that finally going to go viral.
In effect.
Fuck! I forgot to record. let's see. Personal life. Here we go. Relationships. In eighth grade, Richie began an off and on relationship with classmate Kelly South Russell that lasted for the next decade. It's very weird to be like, yeah, he was an eighth grader very going weird. Out with someone. But
he's definitely the kind of kid who had sex in eighth grade. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, true. For sure. Dated Pam Anderson. I think that they got engaged and they didn't last. Then they reconciled, married in 2006. Ooh. 3 months later, it was announced that Anderson, who had been pregnant with Richie's child, did not have the baby. That's
really sad.
That.
Yeah.
citing they separated later that year, like 2 weeks later. That's crazy. And Richie later claimed that divorce was due to Anderson openly criticizing his mother and sister in front of his son. So he already has a kid at this point. Okay. Where does it say that they have a kid? They raised a total. So this is his first wife. They raised a total of three children together, two of whom Richie believed to be. Oh, sorry, Pepe. Richie believed to be his.
I remember
they
this.
Split up in late 93 when Richie discovered that one of the two was not his. He subsequently raised his son as a single father.
Wow.
Kind of fucked up to be like, you've been raising a kid all this time and you're like, that ain't mine.
Ain't nobody gonna let me raise a kid. Yeah.
Man, I really hope Monster Truck blows up from this.
Oh, he's gonna. If you think that guy's not gonna drive Gravedigger at some point.
Oh, so. Yeah. It's always been my dream to drive one of these things. I got named after it.
What if he just didn't sound like his name at all?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like,
he sounds like Bonnie
right?
Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, hello tonight.
I'm trying to look up Monster Truck on Instagram, but it turns out it's much harder than you would think.
Your
most of
about
it.
To be fucked.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna be showing me a lot of what I already been looking at. let's hear more of the song. I can't find this man on Insta. Here we go. This is where it gets really good. Because this part of the video, they're showing a fake news thing. It's like a news broadcast. Yeah. And the headline is Kid Rocket lifts off. And now in the video, he is riding a middle finger all the way to Mars. So you just see him for the rest of the video traveling, riding a middle finger on a hand, which is kind of sexual. It's very
phallic,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird. So he's riding this thing to space for the rest of the song. So you
he's
need
riding
to know that.
Up yours into space.
Mm-hmm. He's riding over Mount Rushmore here.
I've got the heart of a lion.
I got the heart of a lion. I'll let that play until he starts rapping because he's about to rap. You can see he's flying like an eagle on this middle finger.
Yeah, and then they're like solos. In a bar with a lot of wood paneling.
Yep, this is where the MAGA hat shows up. He's at a bar having a good time. This is the scariest looking man I've ever seen. Oh, they just he looks like a man made of wax. Yeah, they're riffing for a bit. Yep. There's
up,
a guy wearing
up,
a
one more time. Fuck it up. Fuck the truck. Get
here we go. Oh, God damn it. So let's talk about him. this particular this particular part is what drew a lot of criticism for this song. He compares himself to Springsteen and Brad Pitt, and a lot of the articles about this song are roasting him for that specifically. Mm-hmm. But I like that he admits that he's not as handsome as Brad Pitt.
It's a funny well, yeah, thing. That would make this out there. If he
yeah, dude, exactly. Like, people are going to, I'm going to get some backlash.
He's just talking about how unique he is and how he's the last one left. And then the last verse is just him being like, here's a bunch of dudes I'm like.
Yeah, I'm actually like these.
Who are all liberal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every single one.
That is so funny. Like, that's a great point.
Very famously.
Yes.
Brad
God
Pitt,
damn
certainly.
It. That is so James funny. Dean, but, and I'm going to guess Millie Vanilli not who he doesn't want to be like. You're like Millie Vanilli, kind of silly and shit. That sounds like something Dale would say. Everybody,
also,
everybody Dale
that
would
reference. That reference is like from when I was nine. You know, like that's wild.
Yeah, yeah. It's these are all very hacky lines here. There's just a couple more lines to this, so let's hear them.
Oh shit. Get it off your ass. I'm like slow gin fish.
And then the end of the video is just him standing, sitting next to his middle finger. I think smoking weed. I can't really tell what he's doing there.
I love that he's on Mars and he's not wearing like a spaceman.
He's not wearing any type of mask.
No space helmet.
Says he's straight. That'll get him mad.
Yeah, it's just a great.
Nobody gonna tell me how to live.
That's I don't great. Think it's good.
Here's the butt.
Okay.
But it is catchy. Like, it's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm not saying it's good, but it's just in my head. It's like Baby Shark or something. You know, like.
It reminds me of like Audio Slave almost.
Yeah.
That kind of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that really like, yeah. I'm going to like play the fuck out of this guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's rocking out for sure. So apparently Monsters Truck is a band. I thought it was just a guy. And
well, it's clearly the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster Truck's John Harvey, super offended after receiving backlash for appearing in the Kid Rock video. Ooh, I want to know what this
He's
is.
He's super offended. Sounds like a millennial. Like,
I grew up with a guy named John Harvey. Same guy.
Well, that's very probably is.
Question mark?
Let's see. Danko Jones slams Monster Truck's John Harvey for Kid Rock collaboration on anti-snowflake song.
What a sentence that is.
Yeah, Danko Jones is not happy with you, brother.
Danko Jones went off.
That's not so Danko.
Yep. Danko says it's tantamount to standing in solidarity with a racist piece of shit. You don't expect the word tantamount to come out of Danko's mouth, but hey, I like it.
Danko be Tanto.
I think, like, it's funny that... It's funny that now that we've seen... The timing of that Woodstock 99 doc is so perfect with what he's become. There's nothing funnier than him yelling, "Bill Clinton is a pimp." And what does he call it? He calls Monica Lewinsky a hoe.
Monica Lewinsky's a hoe, and Bill Clinton is a straight up pimp.
It does not.
I think he said Monica Lewinsky is tantamount to a hoe.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's I want to know what Monster Truck had to say about it, but here we go. I don't want this to come across the wrong way, but it feels a little opportunistic to me. It also feels like he's a very angry person. Listen to this song, man. What are you talking about? You said that you're standing next to Kid Rock, who says you could suck his dick sideways.
Monster Truck is saying
he seems like a very angry person about the guy who criticized him.
Oh.
Yeah, it's insane. He says, I don't subscribe to that, and I'm not an angry person. Well, you sound like you're pretty angry in the song, brother. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live. Yeah.
I wonder if he's not angry, though.
In monster trucks?
Yeah, what if he's just some idiot who doesn't get it but plays the shit out of a guitar? Yeah. Like,
yeah. I mean, maybe vocalizing it gets a lot of the anger out of him, and yeah. Now he's healthy. Feeling good. Yep.
We should go to the. I know we got some peanut gallery.
Oh yeah, we should because we only got like 5 minutes left here. We're gonna do a Patreon with Shane right after this, so get on there. Shane's Giving
Part Two.
We went to a concert together. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about what we're thankful for. All that good stuff on the Patreon. Get over there. But in the meantime, we do have some people on the old peanut gallery who had some thoughts about the new Kid Rock song. Here we go. We need a song for the Peanut Gallery.
I got
Tommy, write one. Oh, yeah, Shane, what do you got?
Beep, 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 boop.
That's Tommy.
Hit me with this. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live. I roll my life with Kendall Roman Shiv. Got my mood beat for this motherfucking song. You can all suck my huge white Kid Rock dong.
That was good.
That was magic.
That was good. I'm glad you threw in Kid Rock at the very end, because I thought you were talking about yourself.
I can't. It's fun to do.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. All right, so we went to the Peanut Gallery. We said, if you got thoughts on this song, what do you think? And Isaac Lanfert wrote, it's like Weird Al wrote his lyrics. I just wrote my own. I'm Kid Rock. You can suck my cock. I'm a bad motherfucker anytime on the clock. Snowflakes got me melted by the heat I bring. Young people have different opinions than me. If I am wrong, then why am I rich as hell? Dumb motherfuckers will buy anything I sell. Maybe I'm doing this wrong, but it feels more like a poem. I wanted to be Vanilla Ice in the early 90s, and now somehow all the rednecks are behind me. Yeah, the pattern is not working for me, Isaac, but I appreciate it. Easy to say you're bad when there's no chance to get tested, and I won't get a vaccine. Don't even suggest it. Also, then something about guns and Ted Nugent. Then mention beer and how good Fox News is. Chorus. Well done. That was a lot.
Nice job.
That was a lot, Isaac. Isaac's a good man.
Isaac is a good man. Sorry, I got to stop. I know I can't do it. I can't help it. Your own fault for having me on.
Let's see here. Joel C. McBlair says, why did he not put it on Odyssey where there are basically no rules? I don't know Odyssey. You know what that is?
No, I don't know.
It must be some weird app.
It's not pretty. Fucking snowflakes. I don't know about this.
Christian DePoo says, I just looked up the Kid Rock music video, Dying. You got to look up the video. You got something to say about this man's name, Shane? That really seemed to tickle you there. Didn't you say you were talking about
a woman's name too, right?
This is a man.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just trying to kind of move the direction off of me and back onto you with that.
It wasn't the Christian part that seemed to...
No. That's the part I thought was funny.
Perk up your ears.
It could be a boy or a girl's name is what I thought.
Certainly felt like the DePoo part, which I might be saying wrong.
You can't be pronounced.
What was this? What was this? All right. Alex Schubert. It's so funny if, as a professional comedian, you just can't stop laughing at the name.
Oh, a lot of people do that now on stage.
Yeah, that's true. Alex Schubert says, that song is like if Limp Bizkit and Buck Cherry 69'd. Also, it seemed like a lot of the extras in the video barely wanted to be there. Yeah, that's true. Timothy Hooper
people
says...
People are hard up for work in Detroit, though.
Yep, that's true.
That haven't been the set since the factory closed.
This is the first work I've gotten since that Eminem music video in the garage.
I ate at his restaurant in Detroit.
Oh, you did?
Was it?
The Mom Spaghetti is fine.
Oh, really?
But I will say the spaghetti sandwich, it's like good. It's basically a grilled cheese, but
okay.
With spaghetti. Good drunk food.
Nice. Yeah,
but the spaghetti was just kind of like getting like Don Don noodles or something. You know? But it was it's a cool... I guess it's kind of a cool thing.
I saw the video of him like working out the first day. I thought
the
that was cool.
Fine. That's okay. Yeah. But it's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'll try it out. Timothy Hooper says, I wonder what his stance on his Woodstock 99 quote on Bill Clinton is now. I bet he stands by his thoughts on Monica Lewinsky. Are similar, but I would figure he has some weird Q explanation for Clinton at this point. I would agree with that. Gary Greenblatt writes, please look at the YouTube comments for this video. My favorite is... if a cup of water, if a cup of water, filled with cigarette butts were a genre of music, this would be it. Get his ass. I did read the comments. They're like all making fun of him. And it is, I don't know if you guys see this on YouTube, but they're taking away the, down counter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That you can still thumbs down things. It just adds them all together, I think, is thumbs up. Or maybe they just...
So they make you...
Or maybe it's not that. Maybe it's that they just show the thumbs up. I think that's actually what it is.
Participation trophy bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Actually kind of what that is. I mean, that's not up to Kid Rock, though. But
I think he had a hand in it.
But if he was like, I got more likes than a tricycle bike.
A tricycle bike. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, Bob Gurnett says at one point he rhymes and shit with and shit, and that's some teen freestyle on the back of, on the subway ass lyric. He had unlimited time to go back and replace that with something better and chose not to. I really respect that.
And shit, like Pamela Tet.
Let me see where that was. I don't remember him doing that. But
you really don't.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention to art the way a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, he does. He says, you're like Milli Vanilli, kind of silly and shit. I'm like Shotgun Willie smoking Phillies and shit. I have to say, the kind of silly and Phillies thing is also a rhyme, though, mm-hmm. too. So I gotta give him that. That
yeah. Right. Yeah.
And like I said, it reminds me of our friend Dale for some reason. All right. Steve Pierce says, I watched part of the video and I thought it was an SNL parody. I was waiting for the Lonely Island to make an appearance. And
they might this week. I could see that happening real quick.
Yeah, for sure. Josh Austin, this is the last one here. It says, the title of the song just keeps reminding me of the famous Lenny line from The Simpsons. Please don't tell anyone how I live. It's so best. Funny. Yes. When they walk in on he's in an abandoned house. So good. Please don't tell anyone how I live. That is great. That, I think, brings us to the end of this episode. Like I said, we'll have Shane on some more on the Patreon, so get over there.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Tommy said this was an audition for the Patreon.
You aced it.
Yeah.
Aced it. Ain't nobody gonna take Shane off the Patreon.
So, right. In conclusion, Monster Truck understood the assignment.
That's very funny.
Monster Truck.
That is beautiful.
I want Monster Truck. I won't rock like Monster Truck.
His feelings are hurt. Yeah, I give this five
forks.
Yeah, I give this five forks. Yep. Hot salad and such. it's all those are all Dope Boys references. If you missed the assignment, yeah, this song fucking sucks. And we'll see you guys next week. Oh yeah, I will be in Springfield, Missouri this weekend. If you happen to be around at the Blue Room Comedy Club, I've been hearing it's good, and I'll be there the day after Thanksgiving and the day after that. I need you guys to come out there, else this one might end with old Tomo eating a bullet sandwich. Oh, so. No.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me how.
Yeah, I'm dead. all right, Shane, you got anything you want to tell
the
people?
Yeah, I'll be in Phoenix this weekend. Ooh, at House of Comedy, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 shows. And then next week, there are still a few tickets left for my show at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Nice. But get on them fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tommy?
And then my Christmas show, December 8th at Union Hall and December 22nd at Lincoln Lodge in Chicago. Check those out.
Get those tickets.
Tommy's got a Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. We have a good guy at Union Hall, too, 12-12. So get over there. All right. We'll see you guys on the Patreon if you're over there, or otherwise next week. Keep it crispy. Bye.